The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
Some months ago, I spoke about our civilization being on its way out. Other thought provokers corroborate in a more erudite and academic way. The following is called How Long Do We Have? About the time our original 13 states accepted their new constitution in 1787, Alexander Tyler, a Scottish history professor of the University of Edinburgh, had this to say about the fall of the Athenian Republic some 2,000 years earlier. Quote, "A democracy is always temporary in nature. It simply cannot exist as a permanent form of government. A democracy will continue to exist up until the time that voters discover they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse due to loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship." I called it corruption rotting from within. The average age of the world's greatest civilization from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. During that 200 years, those nations always progressed through the following sequence, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back into bondage. Professor Joseph Olson of Hamline University School of Law, St. Paul, Minnesota, points out some interesting facts concerning the 2000 presidential election. Population of counties won by Gore, 127 million. Bush, 143 million. States won by Gore, 19. Bush, 29. Murder rate per 100,000 residents in counties won by Gore, 13.2. Bush, 2.1. Professor Olson adds, in aggregate, a map of the territory Bush won was mostly the land owned by the tax-paying citizens of this great country. Gore's territory mostly encompassed those citizens living in government-owned tenements and living off various forms of government welfare. Olson believes the United States is now somewhere between the complacency and apathy phase of Professor Tyler's definition of democracy, with some 40% of the nation's population already having reached the government dependency phase. If Congress grants amnesty and citizenship to 20 million invaders called illegals, and they vote, then say goodbye to the USA in fewer than 5 years. So, what can we humans do to stave off this irrevocable scenario? Take back our self-respect and dignity and stop waiting for the government to take care of us from the cradle to the grave. Be willing to work and take care of yourself. It's so liberating. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay's Whirling.